Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And we love the magic of Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, yes.
All right, still a lot going on in this county of ours.
Well, autumn is here.
Oh, yeah, just around the corner.
Autumn is here, so I'm actually quite excited because in the next few weeks, all those places like Winkworth Arboretum and Paines Hill and Hatchlands and Newlands Corner are just going to start looking stunning, and I can't wait to see everybody's pictures all over social media. I love it. Love this time
of
year.
Lovely autumn colours, isn't it? And crisp mornings.
And what it's bringing with it, of course, is harvest time, and there's loads of food and drink and festivals out there.
that's why you're smiling.
Well, yes, an excuse to get out and, you know, sort of have little tasters of things. It's absolutely lovely. And we're starting off this week with horticulture. Just a reminder, because I have mentioned this before, Royal Horticultural Society Wisley Flower Show, 25th anniversary flower show, is on from the 5th to the 10th of September, being opened at 9 o'clock on the 5th of September by Raymond Blanc OBE, and there's just loads of stuff to find out, help, things to buy, things to see. There's over 100 exhibitors taking part, so either get that in the diary to go, or B, listen to Brooklyn's Radio Travel Update, because it's probably going to affect the A3, but hey.
It normally does, yes.
It normally does, doesn't it? Mm. Referring to those lovely crisp evenings and winter walks, Hatchlands have got a bat walk coming up. Takes place on the 6th of September at 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Adult tickets are £7, children £4. You can enjoy a twilight walk in the parkland with the head gardener and see how many bat species you can spot, and bat detectors are provided. So that actually sounds like quite good fun. I like the idea of that.
Something a bit different, isn't it?
Other animals welcome at Hatchlands. Looking ahead now to the 17th of September, Hatchlands have got a dog show coming up. It's on the Sunday from 11 o'clock till 4, and it's friendly competitions with your four-legged friends in a fun dog show. Take part in 6 show classes followed by 6 fun classes, including dog with the waggiest tail and dog most like its owner. That could be fun, couldn't it? Or very rude, depending on your viewpoint.
Or was it owner as nearest to being like a dog?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, something like that.
Normal admission applies, plus £2 per entry per class. So take your little pooch along there. A reminder that next weekend, from the 7th to the 10th, is Heritage Open Weekend right across the county. This is where you have free access to interesting properties that are either not usually open or would normally charge an entrance fee. Heritage Open days also include guided tours, activities, talks and exhibitions focusing on local architecture and culture, so there's always plenty to see and do. If you go to a website called heritageopendays.org.uk, put in your area and you'll find something to do near you, and I know there's plenty to do right across Surrey. Always trying to include something that would really appeal to you, Graham. G-Live Beer Festival.
How do you know about
just
this?
Saying
how do you know?
On the 8th and the 9th of September, tickets are available. There's one session on the Friday, 2 on the Saturday. Admission is £12, which includes a glass and a programme. And there's absolutely loads going on. Lots and lots of food and drink available. They've got a barbecue and a hog roast. Lots and lots of different craft beers and ciders from the local area, from Surrey, Hampshire and beyond. And so you can get your tickets from glive.co.uk. And the following day, on the Sunday, they have their very first food and drink festival, which I was talking about last week. That's free to come, but you do need to book. Again, go to glive.co.uk. They've got lots and lots of food. It's from 11 till 4. Masterclasses need to be booked in advance. You can learn, you can see talks, you can taste stuff and have great fun. And also they've got the competition, which obviously you're going to need to prepare for the preserves, so you can go to Local Food Britain for more information on that and enter your preserves into that. Same weekend, that next weekend is going to be really, really busy. On the 8th to the 10th of September in Stoke Park, there's the Always the Sun Festival. Tickets are still available from Always the Sun website. It's an independent 3-day event celebrating music, arts, community and green living. It's a family-oriented festival featuring both nationally acclaimed artists and local talent. And they've got dedicated stages for theatre and the arts represented. They've got a relaxation area where you can do yoga and all that sort of thing. And lots of different food and drink as well. So Always the Sun website to get tickets for that. The lovely Aubrey Vineyard. This is perfect for wine lovers. You could go on a vineyard tour and wine tasting at Aubrey Vineyard. This is on the 9th of September from 11 till 2:30 in the afternoon. Admission is £15. You join vineyard owner Nick, lovely guy, and his Italian vineyard manager Alex for a tour of the beautiful Aubrey Vineyard, who were voted Producer of the Year in the Surrey Life Awards last year, 2016. You can learn about the rise of the English wine scene and share Aubrey's passion for organic produce and quality English wine. There are, you taste three award-winning sparkling wines, as well as the renowned Silent Pool Rosé. Vineyard tours and tastings last about an hour and 30 minutes. So what a lovely way to spend your time. Now, one of my favourite places in Guildford is the Keep Pub, because it's little and it's cosy and it's a bit like Cheers, you know, and everybody knows your name. I absolutely love it. Nice big cosy sofas, which are a bit dangerous because if you get in them and get too cosy, you don't want to get up again. They have the brilliant Songbird, which is led by the lovely Debbie, singing real soft jazz on a Sunday, and it's on the 10th of September. Open at about 3:30, goes on, the singing starts at about 4:30 and it goes on to about 7:30. So you can go in there, can order a nice traditional Sunday roast lunch, which is gorgeous, and other stuff on the menu as well. It's free entry, no need to book, and you're just sitting there listening to all this soft jazz from Debbie Bracknell, Mike Place on the sax and harmonica, and Andy Walls on keyboard. And it has to be said that once you've had a nice, you know, when you had a lunch and you go all sort of a little bit of soft jazz, if you're in one of those sofas, you'll never get up. It's lovely. Now, on telly, of course, we've got Who Do You Think You Are is back, and that does spark quite an interest in people tracing their family history. And at the Guildford Institute, there's a family history workshop. It's intermediate to advanced level, and it's from the 15th to the 27th, or 15th of September right through to the 27th of October. Tickets for the entire course are £112.50, but actually it will help you to do so much stuff yourself, you know, you're signing on to certain things. It's family history workshops for those who'd like to delve deep into their family history. Subjects covered include local history, trades and occupations, overcoming brick walls, skeletons in the cupboard, travel and migration, and education. From everyday life to the effects of world events, learn what life was really like for your ancestors. Each session is crammed with tips on how to target your research and practical exercises that will help you put these skills to the test.
Oh, very good stuff. See, very popular, all that.
It's incredibly popular. I've actually had both my sides done, but I did it the really easy way. I rang my sister-in-law and said...
She's done it already.
Oh, she's well into it. Absolutely, yeah. She found a few skeletons as well, which won't come as any surprise. I've got a good one here. This is at Ranmore Common Road, Dorking, St Barnabas Church, taking place on the 16th of September. Gullibles Travels. I did say Gullibles. That right. Gullibles Travels. Right. It starts at 7 o'clock, tickets in advance are £12, on the door £14, and it's a musical performance. Gullible sets off on his explorations for only complications to arise as familiar characters from other literary sources turn up in unexpected places. It's a narrated storyline illustrated with a wide range of music from the opera, musical theatre, jazz and popular standards. Featured composers include Handel, Elgar, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lionel Bart, John Ireland, Gershwin and many, many more. And the admission includes a complimentary glass of bubbly or soft drink during the interval. Now, one of my favourites of the year, this is the Wey River Festival. It takes place on the 16th of September. And what happens is during the day you go to Dapdune Wharf. I would strongly recommend attempting to use public transport because the parking there is quite limited. And you'll find all these riverboats all moored up. And you can go and talk to the owners, talk about life on the river, talk about why they bought their boat, what they do with it, how they maintain it. And then there's loads of other things for kids to do. There's food and drink, there's bouncy castles, there's wood carving, there's all sorts of crafts and things to do all day. Then, early evening, all the boats depart. They go into town, they turn round, put their lights on because it's dusk, and all come back down the river all lit up. So if you're into photography, get your camera out, get on one of those bridges and take some pictures because it looks stunning. It's an illuminated pageant at dusk, so it finishes about 9 o'clock at night, and the lit pageant is going to be serenaded by the Croydon Steel Orchestra. And while you wait for their arrival at Dap Dune, you can experience the sky at night with Guildford Astronomical Society through their magnificent telescope. So real fun-packed day. The kids will absolutely love it. And it is so beautiful. So get those cameras out. If you're into night photography, get some really good night pictures of that. And we'd like to see them. I want to see them on social media. Painshill Park, they have Walk on the Wild Side. This is on the 17th of September, Sunday. That's at 6:30 at night until 8:30. Adult tickets are £17, unless you're a member, in which case it's £15. And you take a late night stroll with Painshill's Stars of the Night. Enjoy the delights of the 18th century landscape in all its glory while observing bats in their natural habitat. Listen to an introductory session on bats before taking a walk across the landscape where you have the opportunity to watch and listen for bats using bat detectors. Includes light refreshments. Now that place is beautiful, and the nearer we get to autumn, it's going to look lovely. Now, I did mention last week that all through September is Walk Fest and that there are lots and lots of walks all over the place. And I know, particularly when, you know, if somebody says to me, let's go for a walk, I think, make sure it's a short one. Now, I did really love the idea of this. There's going to be a walk cruise as part of Walk Fest. Walk leaves from the Lakeside Nature Reserve in Ashe. It takes place on the 19th of September, which is a Tuesday. There's a short walk from 10 o'clock and a longer walk as well. It's totally free, no booking is required. And basically what happens is there's a short circular walk around the Lakeside Nature Reserve for all abilities, which is about 1 mile, a longer circular walk around Lakeside Nature Reserve, along the Basingstoke Canal to Frimley Lodge Park and back again, and you hop on a canal boat for part of the journey.
Oh, I see. That's where the water comes
that's
in.
That's where the water comes in.
Okay.
So the small one's just a walk. That's from about 10 a.m. and it will finish about 10:45. The longer one finishes at 1 o'clock and that's meeting at Lakeside Nature Reserve in Ashe. And it's free car parking there, but there aren't any toilet facilities.
Oh, right.
Just remember that.
Right.
But yeah, that sounds really fun. I mean, you know, you're doing a bit of walking, you're like, really, I can't, I know, I wish I'd not done this. And it's like, oh, now we've got a little trip.
Well, we've all been told
be right.
We've got to walk, so we must walk more.
Exactly. Now, one of the programmes on TV that I always used to absolutely adore was 40 Towers. And there's a 40 Towers night at the Hogsback Hotel and Spa on the Hogsback there on the 22nd of September. It's Friday night from 7 o'clock through to 11. Tickets are $49.99 and that includes a 3-course dinner. And it combines fine food and classic comedy as Basil, Sybil and Manuel do their best to look after you the only way they know how. Chaos and mayhem are served in large portions and very likely to interrupt the proceedings, but all should end well as the hotel and catering management do everything they can to keep the evening on course. That should be really good fun. I think that's going to be a little bit like, you remember those singing waiters where they just pop up and do stuff?
Yeah, be like that, I think. Yeah.
And it's got an event here. Now, this is so close to my heart and I cannot tell you how amazing this event is. It's the Fountain Centre Fashion Show. Now, this happens, I'll give you the bland version first. It's happening at the Mandalay Hotel on the 23rd of September at 6:45. Tickets for adults are £20, and for children under 12, it's £10. And what will happen during the day, during the evening, is there's a catwalk and lots of models come out, all wearing day and evening wear. Standard fashion show. However, the music is really fun and very, very upbeat. And every single one of those models is either having cancer treatment now or they're in remission.
Wow.
They have all the clothes are all provided. They have a makeup artist. They have a hair artist or wigs provided. So very often for some of them, this is the first time they've really dressed up since they had their treatment. So not only is it an amazing event that just looks so professional, you'd think you were going to a absolutely professional fashion show, but it works on so many levels. It's got such a buzz about it. It's full of positivity, and of course it raises the most amazing amount of money. It's one of the best fundraisers of the year for the Fountain Centre to carry on their work supporting people going through treatment and their families as well. So do come along. Tickets are available from the Fountain Centre. You can call 01483 406 19, and also from the Fountain Centre website there is a link to buy them, and it's £20, and an awful lot of that is actually going to the charity. And it is the most fun and inspiring and moving night But it's really funny. It's not sad. It's absolutely hysterical. It's
lovely. What a lovely idea.
Really, really. And the men as well. Yeah. And also one of the watches from the fire station comes along. So a fireman or a firewoman escorts all the models on stage.
Oh, right.
What's not to love? It's just amazing.
Uniforms as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to have a bit of a uniform in there. Now, this is another gentleman that I know and admire very much. This is part of the Fringe. They're doing a little mini Fringe at the back room of the Star, going on from the Fringe in the summer. And one of the acts is going to be Laurel and Hardy's Cabaret by Lucky Dog Theatre Productions. And Lucky Dog, one half of Lucky Dog, is the brilliant Philip, who's the custodian at Guildford Castle. And he and Tony did this Laurel and Hardy act, which is incredible. It is so accurate and so real. And so they're going to be doing this show. It's basically all comedy sketches. Instead of the full big show, it's like a cabaret. And it's part of their award-winning biopic, Hats Off to Laurel and Hardy, and lots of other stuff. Sit back and relax. And to be honest, it's going to take you back in time to when you used to be able to watch it on the telly.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Good idea. Go along to that.
A lot of good stuff there, Diana.
And so much more.
Indeed. And we'll get more next week, I trust.
Oh, yes.
All right. Look forward to seeing you then.
See you next week.
And how do people keep in touch?
They can have a look at visitguildford.com, where they'll find all of this and more.
That's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.